Too much of a good thing can be a bad thing. Evidence of that is the Mary Rose, a warship commissioned by the English Navy in 1511. At the time, her cannon arrangement was revolutionary. Instead of mounting her guns to the top deck, the Mary Rose had guns that secured to the lower decks and fired through portholes. Trouble came in 1536 when the ship underwent a redesign that followed simple logic. If a few cannons are good, then more cannons are better. Unfortunately, the builders overlooked an important design consideration, the extra weight. The Mary Rose wasn't built to withstand an additional 500 to 700 tons of weight. As a result, she sat lower in the water, which dropped the portholes closer to the water as well. In her first battle after her upgrade, the Mary Rose was hit broadside and began to list. Seawater rushed into the portholes and sank the ship so quickly that 90% of her crew perished with her. Too much of a good thing can be a bad thing. That's true in every area of life. Hard work is rewarding, but overwork strains our relationships. Sports and music lessons for our children are beneficial, but overloading their schedule can be exhausting. And the list goes on and on, impacting every area of life. More is not always better. Keep the good stuff good, but not overdoing it. A good life is all about balance. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly. Hey everyone, on Monday, listen to the latest release of my podcast, Refocus with Jim Daly. Dr. John Lennox talks about how we need to show both love and truth to others.
Love and truth, they find difficult to put together because love without truth becomes sloppy sentiment and truth without love becomes hard and can be vicious.
Dr. Lennox will help you overcome barriers when sharing your faith on the next Refocus with Jim Daly.